Utilities, industries, and state regulators are all concerned about a proposed federal rule to nearly eliminate carbon emissions at power plants. It would require coal and natural gas plants to store 90% of their carbon dioxide emissions underground in about a decade. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports they worry utilities won't be able to comply with the rule in time for technology to catch up.
Plants could also choose to shut down or operate less often, possibly using hydrogen made with renewable energy. The Environmental Protection Agency says these big cuts to pollution could generate up to $85 billion in climate and health benefits for the country by 2042. Indiana Department of Environmental Management Commissioner Brian Rockensue spoke at a legislative summer study committee. He says many of these technologies haven't been proven at the scale needed for Indiana utilities. And even if they were, he says that's not enough time for them to get the permits, permissions, and build the infrastructure needed for these projects.
How do we permit them, knowing that they're going to be out of compliance the minute we give them that permit?
Rockensue says the agency is also concerned about the time needed to adopt the rule and that moving away from fossil fuels too quickly could threaten energy reliability. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
No one in favor of the rule or its environmental benefits was asked to speak at the committee.